All right, and joining me on Access Sport this morning, we did talk yesterday to Toby at the Queenstown Football Club, but with the first game for the Rosebery Toorak Football Club taking place this weekend, I thought it'd be relevant to actually speak to Duncan this morning. Duncan Murfitt is joining us now from the Rosebery Footy Club. Good morning to you. Thanks for joining us on the show today.
Thanks very much for having me, Skirvo, and good to talk to you.
Indeed. Well, as I say, you've got your first home game of the season coming up on the weekend. Now, you must be really relieved and excited to be able to get back into some footy.
Yeah, well, we played last year in a shortened roster, but it was obviously very different. Mm. But I'm really looking forward to hopefully what will be much more like a normal season. And we've got good numbers, it looks like, for Saturday. And so that, you know, I think that's a sign that lots of people are really looking forward to life getting back to something like what was normal. So.
Exactly. Okay, well, you're taking on East Ulverston in the first home game this weekend on Saturday. Reserves get underway at 12:30 p.m. How's the team in the reserve shaping up?
Pretty solid, actually. Jamie Baldock has stepped back into the coaching role this year. He was the coach a couple of years ago. And we've had quite a bit of interest. From what I've seen, it will probably be the strongest reserve side that we've fielded for a long time. So hopefully it'll be competitive effort on Saturday.
Okay, let's get to the seniors now. They get underway at 2 o'clock. Who are the sort of newcomers we need to look out for?
There's quite a few. We've got Will Claffin, who is working at St Joseph's in Rosebery, and he'll be making his debut. Got some former best and fairest winners in Yolo Mansell and Stevie Street, who will be back playing. Yolo might have played one game last year, but hopefully those blokes will lead from the front out on the ground. Had a couple of blokes that earlier in the year thought they might go to East Devonport and help out, but we'll be back, and so that's Robert Holmes. Clay Garden, not sure whether Clay's playing this weekend or not yet, but certainly with those blokes included in the side, it will be a much more competitive outfit than we have had at times in the last few years.
Okay, what do you think your strengths are going into this particular game?
Probably the biggest strengths that I see for Rosebery Toorak, probably across the board, is that there is a group of young blokes who are in that 15 to 16 year age bracket, and they have really started to hit their straps. So I think they will, like, to me, they'll be the future of the footy club and probably about for the next 5 to 10 years. And so hopefully The improvement that I have seen in those blokes in the training this year, we will also see up in the ground.
Sure. Anything that you sort of felt as a weakness last year, you've been able to take on during training this year and hopefully be able to do a little bit better this year?
We've done a lot of work around ball handling, quick hands, decision making. Really, that's been our focus. And getting blokes to tune in and turn on when they get there. There's been a little bit of a laid back, and I think last year being the year that it was a little bit different and people were pretty laid back about their approach. So hoping to get blokes to the stage where they're turning up with enthusiasm and really, you know, out and hitting the ground hard and giving their all for the whole game. So hopefully we shall see that on Saturday.
Certainly. Okay, now you're encouraging people to head over to the club rooms later on. You've got some things happening?
Yes, certainly. We always have hot meals after the game for just $10, and there's also kids' meals available. And so everyone's welcome to come up to those. And then after that, DJ Bosman will be there to provide entertainment. And for those that know Boz, they know that he always provides an entertaining night, so it should be a real fun night. After 9 o'clock, we expect anyone that's in the club rooms to have ID to show that they're 18, so It's really no ID, no entry, and of course members and their guests are welcome.
All right, well, it's certainly a big weekend in a lot of ways at Rosebery, and I'm sure people will be itching to get back to actually getting to the footy this year. So, look, I'll try and get down there sometime over the weekend, hopefully, and look, good luck for the weekend, and we'll chat again to see what in lieu of the next game that's coming up and maybe some of the aftermath of this week's match as well.
Yep, thanks very much for that, Skirva. And just like to add, I know that there are quite a few new people in Rosebery, and so if there is anyone who would like to become involved with the football club as a player or even as a volunteer, always looking for people to help out at the games and after it and all of that. So we'll be at the club room Friday night after training, and then obviously again Saturday at the Oval and the club room. So people, if there's anyone interested, just show up, make yourself known, and we'd love to have people on board.
Certainly. Okay, well, thanks for that, Duncan. We'll catch up with you soon.
Thanks, Gerber. Okay.
Bye for now. Cheers. It's Duncan Murfitt joining us there from the Rosebery Toorak Football Club, heading to their first home game of the season, playing East Ulverston on Saturday. Reserves 12:30, seniors 2 p.m.